Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, April 21st. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the good news is the Irish economy is expected to continue to grow in all scenarios.
The finance minister to deliver a spring economic statement later, and Gardaí are worried about staffing Ireland's EU presidency. Plus, we've all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Department of Finance expects the economy to continue to grow, even if there's a severe hit from the war in the Middle East. Ministers will be given updated projections for the public finances in a look ahead to Budget 2027. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Ministers will be presented with three scenarios: a baseline, an adverse effect and severe effect on the economy, all based on how long the conflict lasts and how bad it gets. Under all three scenarios, recession is avoided, but there is lower economic growth in the latter two projections. The Finance Minister in Taoiseach, Simon Harris, will tell his colleagues it points to a need to continue to run a surplus and build up financial buffers, while the Spending Minister, Jack Chambers, will say there's a risk of stagflation, where inflation runs ahead of economic growth, putting pressure on families and businesses. He'll warn about the need for improved cost control at government departments. The spring economic forecast will also give us a first look at what the government believes it may have to spend in Budget 2027, after already committing €750 million to support packages on fuel.
Budget 2027 could see the return of energy credits, according to the Taoiseach. The measure wasn't included last year, with the government opting to move away from one-off supports. But Simon Harris says it would be foolish to rule it out.
But I do have to take this step by step. The government has to take this step by step, because we've got to get the balance right. The balance between trying to help people in the here and now, because it's tough for people. That's why we took the decision to reduce the excise. Diesel prices would have been a hell of a lot higher had we not made that intervention. But we've also got to make sure that we have economic firepower, if you like, to respond in the winter, to deliver a good budget, to deliver a budget that can advance commitments in the programme for government.
Meanwhile, ministers will be updated this morning on plans to exempt modular buildings in back gardens from planning permission. Under the rules, structures of 45 square metres will be allowed, where 25 square metres of garden remains after the work. People will have to be living in the home in question to be allowed to put the cabins on the land. The Garda Representative Association is holding its annual delegate conference in Westport today. Organisers say recent weeks have highlighted some of the unique pressures and challenges Gardaí are facing on a daily basis. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Delegates from across the country will debate major issues, including pay, pensions and working conditions, along with wider concerns about potential action during Ireland's upcoming EU presidency. There were also several urgent motions on the table, including calls to review suspension rules after recent controversies, to expand pursuit driver training, introduce a separate driving licence system for patrol vehicles, and tackle online threats against members.
Donald Trump says it's highly unlikely he will extend the ceasefire with Iran, but he hasn't ruled it out. Both sides are to meet for peace talks in Pakistan today before the pre-agreed halt to hostilities comes to an end later. J.D. Vance led the US team during failed discussions last week, but is expected to try again in Islamabad. Sky's US correspondent James Matthews says Donald Trump has been piling on the pressure before the talks.
He was asked by Bloomberg about the ceasefire. He said it was highly unlikely he would extend it, but he didn't say he wouldn't. It is fragile, that's clear, more so since the antagonism over the weekend, the US firing on and seizing that Iranian cargo tanker.
By-elections in Dublin Central and Galway West are to be held on Friday, the 22nd of May. Ministers will note the date at their meeting this morning. The formal writ will then be moved in the Dáil tomorrow night. The elections are being held to replace Catherine Connolly following her election as president, and former Minister Pascal Donoghue, who took up a role at the World Bank. Applications for home energy upgrades are up almost 100% compared to this time last year. There's been an even larger increase in applications to the SEAI for single upgrades, where a householder looks to take on one element rather than a full retrofit. In the first quarter of the year, there were 7,000 applications for window and door upgrades and more than 1,700 for attic insulation. However, just 350 households applied for a heat pump grant, although this does represent a 95% increase in year-on-year demand. The UK Foreign Office boss, who was fired after Peter Mandelson was waved through as Britain's US ambassador, will face MPs later. The British Prime Minister's version of events was scrutinised yesterday when he argued Ollie Robbins deliberately kept him in the dark about the former Northern Ireland Secretary's failed security checks. Here's Liberal Democrat leader Ed Davey and Stephen Flynn of the SNP.
Back in 2022, the Prime Minister rightly accused Boris Johnson of expecting others to take the blame while he clung on. Yeah. That was not acceptable then, and it's not acceptable now.
Does he believe himself to be gullible, incompetent, or both?
In entertainment news, Madonna is appealing for the safe return of a vintage costume she wore at Coachella, which she says has gone missing. The singer has revealed items, including a jacket, corset and dress from Friday's performance with Sabrina Carpenter, have disappeared. The 67-year-old is offering a reward, but hasn't detailed what the reward is. And in sport, in soccer, Chelsea will look to put an end to their Premier League losing streak tonight. They've lost four games in a row, a run of form interrupted by a 7-0 win over Port Vale in the FA Cup. They've also failed to find the back of the net in any of the four losses. Speaking ahead of tonight's game with Brighton, boss Liam Rosenier admits he's worried about their issues at the other end of the pitch too.
We have players, outstanding players, who can score goals in key moments. It hasn't happened recently, but what has disappointed me has been the goals we've conceded. We have to give ourselves a platform in the game to give confidence to our attacking players that they can go and do what they do best. You can't win every game scoring two or three goals, and that's something that we need to address very, very quickly, is to stop the goals we're conceding.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com. We'll be right back.